Okay, a little bit of country and Irish. At the moment, we here in Ireland are experiencing some summer weather. Yes, of course, we still get our heavy showers, but nevertheless, we've got sunshine and we're happy with that. And Mike Denver, now he's expressing a wish to be home in Ireland for the summer. He wants to come home to Ireland for the summer. And I'm sure lots of you immigrants listening to me today would like to do the same. Here's a bit of country and Irish, as I say, from Mike Denver.
There is something that I have to tell you. I've written you a letter, I've sent it off today. I couldn't wait, I just had to call you. I've got a ticket and on my way. I want to be in Ireland for the summer. It'll be coming soon. I'm on my way. I just can't wait to hear the music and to see the crackle down round Galway Bay. Save my pay. Weather's clearing up, it's getting better. I sing to myself, counting down the days. I want to be in Ireland for the summer. It'll be coming soon, I'm on my way. I just can't wait to hear the music and to see the crackle down round. I wish that I was sitting in a session with a fine creamy porter on the way. Seeing the youthful beauty in all the faces, hearing music in everything they say. I want to be in Ireland for the summer. It'll be coming soon, I'm on my way. I just can't wait to hear the music and to see the crackle down round Galway Bay.
Mike Denver and his interpretation of I'm going to come home for the summer to Ireland, he knows, or words to that effect. Here's another artist that I haven't featured too often on Sounds Irish, Susan McCann. Susan hails from Northern Ireland and she became Queen of Country at one time. Well, it was a bit of a challenge between herself and Philomena Begley. And Philomena Begley, of course, been singing country music in Ireland now for 40 years or more. And Susan's been singing for quite some time as well. Here, Susan McCann and Farewell My Green Valleys, another of those leaving Ireland songs, the emigration songs.
The seagulls are calling and the wings in the sea, and we're on a ship bound for St. John, 3,000 miles away. A human cargo, my comrades and me. Farewell, my green valleys, God keep you the same. If in only my mind you will be, I'm sailing dark waters to far America. Nevermore my green valleys to see. It hurts me to think of the things I left behind. Though the famine has blackened our land, and to look for the things that I might never find, it's a problem that now is at hand. Farewell, my green valleys, God keep you the same. If in only my mind you will be, I'm sailing dark waters to far America. Nevermore my green valleys to see. There's a fever and the winds have died away, and the journey can no longer be, and the plague is a shadow that lingers night and day, far across our green valleys I'll be. Keep you the same. If in only my mind you will be, I'm sailing dark waters to far America. Nevermore my green valleys to see. Nevermore my green valleys to see.
Susan McCann singing there, Farewell My Green Valleys. And I'll have to get more material of Susan McCann because I haven't got an awful lot of her material. Very good country singer, but she does sing Irish material as well. Now, here's yet again somebody who we don't feature too often on Sounds Irish. I'm talking about Big Tom. But before I play the track, once again, it's a song that I've heard for the first time only yesterday, to be honest with you. It tells the story of many a young lady. Here's a young girl, 19, and she's leaving her home in Ireland to go to London because she wants to follow her career to become a nurse. She's an Irish nurse. That's the name of the song, an Irish nurse. And I wonder how many hospitals, well, throughout the world, but particularly in the UK, have Irish nurses. A lot of Irish girls left their homes to go to work in England as a nurse. And this is Big Tom telling the sad little story of the girl, the Irish nurse.
She was just a girl of 19 years when she set out on her own. She left her brother and four sisters with her parents back at home. The reason she was leaving, she saw no future here to fulfill her one ambition, to make nursing her career. The old church in Rumford. That's where she went to train, and it would be a long, long time before she'd be home again. She said goodbye to all her friends and the ones that she loved dear, as she left her home for London to make nursing her career. She was just a 19-year-old girl who loved her parents dear, but she left her home in Ireland to make nursing her career. Many hours of work and study, oh, how time passed away. Soon with her fellow students would come graduation day. Before she graduated, for weeks she saved the fare to bring her mom and dad from Ireland her special day to share. But a drunk man in a speeding car stole her dream away, and her parents never seen a girl on her special day. She never did return to Ireland, and sometimes she'd shed a tear as she recalls the day she left home to make nursing her career. She was just a 19-year-old girl who loved her parents dear, but she left her home in Ireland to make nursing her career. But she left her home in Ireland to make nursing her career.
Big Tom and the Irish Nurse. Now, Big Tom was an icon in the showband days, particularly in the early days. Big Tom and the Mainliners could pack venues from Cork to Donegal. He had his own wonderful County Monaghan accent, and he didn't try to put on at any time, like a lot of the singers did and still do, put on a sort of a pseudo-American accent when they sing a song about Galway or Cork or Dublin. But he didn't do that. He just sang in his own particular and inimitable way, Big Tom. There he was telling us all about the Irish Nurse. Cork is a county way down in the south of Ireland. It's Ireland's largest county, actually. And it features Cork City, which stands on the River Lee. Now, I've played, not this version, but I've played this song before. But the other day I came across this version by Brendan Shine. Brendan himself hails from County Roscommon. But whenever Cork people get together, whether it's after a match or at a party, a wedding, or even at a funeral, you can guarantee that this song will be sung, singing the praises of the River Lee, as I told you, on which Cork stands. Where we courted and played by each green leafy glade on the banks of my own lovely Lee. And if we have any Cork people listening to me on this particular programme this week, I'm dedicating this song to you. Well, you see, the mammy was from Cork.
How oft do my thoughts in their fancy take flight to the home home of my childhood away, to the days when each patriarch's vision seemed bright, ere I dreamed that those joys should decay. When my heart was as light as the wild winds that blow down the Mardyke through Eentelum Tree, where I sported and played neath the green leafy shade on the banks of my own lovely lean, where I sported and played neath the green leafy shade on the banks of my own lovely lean. And then in the springtime of laughter and song, can I ever forget the sweet house with the friends of my youth as we rambled along amongst the green mossy banks and wild flowers? Then too, when the evening sun sinking to rest sheds its golden light over the sea, oh, the maid with her lover, the wild daisies pressed on the banks of my own lovely lea, oh, the maid, daisies pressed on the banks of my own lovely lea.
Brendan Shine and the Banks of My Own Lovely Lea. One of the most sung songs, certainly in the south of Ireland. That was Brendan Shine's version. Tosha McGaystock Sounds Irish, Limisha, Joe Bullard. This next track was also recorded by Bing Crosby, but it's sung here for us by Kevin Prendergast. And what did we have? We had Galway Bay and How Are Things in Clochamora. They were also recorded by Bing Crosby because I think shortly after World War II, as I mentioned earlier, he produced quite a number of 78s of Irish songs catering for the Irish-American market, and they sold remarkably well and have been put together on an album. I'm going to have a look for that album for next week's programme because I'm sure I have it somewhere. Anyway, enough of my prattle. Here's Kevin Prendergast.
There's a pretty spot in Ireland, I always claim it my land, where the fairies and the blarney will never, never die. It's the land of the shillelagh, my heart goes back there daily to the girl I left behind me when we kissed and said goodbye. Where the dear old Shannon's flown and the three-leaf shamrock grows, where my heart is, I'm going to my little Irish road. That I'll meet her with a hug and kiss, I'll greet her, for there's not a cutting sweeter where the river Shannon flows. Far north her I'll be mailing, for soon I will be sailing, and I'll place the ship that takes me to my dear old Erin's shore. Then I'll settle down forever, and I'll leave the old sod never, and I'll whisper to my sweetheart, come and take my name as Thor. Where the dear old Shannon's flown and the three-leaf shamrock grows, where my heart is, I'm going to my little Irish rose. And the moment that I meet her, with a hug and kiss I'll greet her. There's not a cutting sweeter where the river Shannon flows.
I often start an introduction to a track by saying, regular listeners will know, and I'm sure this time it's no different. Regular listeners will know that I am a big fan, in fact, the world's biggest fan, of Anne-Marie O'Riordan. What a gorgeous voice this girl has. Here she's singing for us, My Own Dear Native Land.
Dear little isle in the western ocean, 'tis an island of purity, holy and grand. Her name fills her daughters and sons with emotion when heard on the shores of a far and distant land. 'Tis Ireland, God bless her, the birthplace of heroes, patriot, warrior and saint, of guards and of chieftains whose names live in story. May they live forever on history's page. And I love every blade of grass green on your mountain, every leaf on your tree, every rock on your strand. I love your green hills and your marvel. I love you, Acushla, you're my own dear native land. you once were a true and a glorious nation. Your name and your fame were known all o'er the world, till misfortune came o'er you and sad desolation, and your emerald banner they tortured your children, despised your green bower. They tried to exterminate you long ago, but the Irish are somehow like wild creeping flowers. The faster that you pluck them, oh, the quicker they seem to grow. And I love every blade of grass green on your mountain, every leaf on your tree, every rock on your strand. I love your green hills and your marvelling fountain. I love you, Acushla. You're my own dear native land. Yes, I love you, Acushla. You're my own dear native land.
Now here we have the High Kings. Regular listeners will know that I'm a great fan of the High Kings. They are a sort of a male version of Celtic Woman, if you see what I'm trying to say. And they also tour the world and fill venues from Australia, America, Canada, as we said, with Celtic Woman. Now, they're telling us a story, you see. This young man used to work in Belfast. And he got, well, taken in, for want of a better word, by a young madam. And she had a black velvet band. Well, he started in Belfast, but I think he finishes up in Van Diemen's Land for being accused of stealing a watch. Here are the High Kings.
In a neat little town they call Belfast, apprentice to trade I was bound. Oh, many an hour's sweet happiness have I spent in that neat little town. But a sad misfortune came over me, which caused me to stray from the land. Far away from my friends and relations, betrayed by the black velvet band. Her eyes, they shone like diamonds, I thought her the queen of the land. And her hair, it hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. I took a stroll down Broadway, oh, meaning not long for to stay. When who should I meet but this pretty fair maid? Come
the trips and along the highway. She was both fair and handsome. Her neck, it was just like a swan's. And her hair, it hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band.
Her eyes, they shone like diamonds. I thought her the queen of the land. And her hair, it hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band.
So I took a stroll with this pretty fair maid and a gentleman passing us by. Oh, I knew that she meant the undoing of him by the look in her roguish black eye.
A gold watch she took from his pocket and slipped it right into my hand. And the very first thing that I said was, bad cess to the black velvet band. Her eyes, they shone like diamonds. I thought her the queen of the land. And her hair, it hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band.
7 long years been a servitude, spent down in Van Diemen's land, far away from my friends and relations,
betrayed by the black velvet band. Her eyes, they shone like diamonds. I thought her the queen of the land. And her hair hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. Her eyes, they shone like diamonds. I thought her the queen of the land. And her hair, it hung over her shoulder,
tied up with a black velvet.
You know, friends, that's the best version of that song there is. There are many versions of it, but the Black Velvet Band from the High Kings. And now we're finishing with a young lady who is an amazing accordion player. I speak, of course, of Sharon Shannon. And she is flying here. It's part of a live recording, and this is really getting your feet tapping to finish off with. And she's telling us all about Gaffo's Ball. Now, applause, please, for Miss Shannon. Afraid we'll have to fade it there. We're running out of time. Friends, I hope you've enjoyed this week's Sounds Irish half as much as I have. Take good care of yourselves and of one another until we're together again next week. May good God bless you and yours and me and mine. And don't forget, tweet. Become one of my followers. Joe Bloggs in Bray. Take care. God bless you. Travel safely. Sláinte. Bye.